We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, that was Marty Griffin here. That was difficult to sit face to face to a kid I went to grade school with who was raped multiple times by a priest I served mass with for several years. You know, it's one of those days where I'd like to talk to my mom and dad, because they were staunch Catholics, very faithful to the church, and they all knew Father Unger. And to imagine that this young man that I went to grade school with, who we were all altar boys together, that he told me in the break, 9 of them are dead. 9. Man, when he tells me the names, it's just haunting.
Jesus.
Man. These are those days when I would like to talk to my parents, but in some ways, I'm glad they're not here. They'd be in so much pain. Makes me think a lot about Zubik, too, the bishop, and, man, what he actually knows. And, what happens to him. Hey, by the way, you can text us at 866-391-1020. Text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And it takes tremendous courage to do what those two men just did in here, Kirk Rice and Jim Sada. And to hell with you if you folks don't agree with me. I don't care. I side with them. A lot of courage. I hope they're both okay. You want to talk about statistics about suicide and drug addiction and, man, overdoses. He told me one of the guys that we went to school with that was raped by Father Unger is in prison in Florida for rape. Doesn't shock me. I remember one of them I had a fist fight with. It's hard to take. All right. Hey, you can text us at 866-391-1020, brought to you by Rod Automotive, best deal in Pittsburgh. And if you know any ordinary individuals doing extraordinary things, nominate them now for Larry's Hometown Heroes. Go to kdkradio.com for more info. It's a great, great cause. It's a great, great, great cause. Absolutely the best. And for all you Catholics out there, I quit going. That makes me a bad guy. My son doesn't see it that way. My daughters don't see it that way. My family doesn't see it that way. My wife doesn't see it that way. And they're all that matter. Their opinions. If it makes me a bad guy that I don't go to Catholic Church anymore, then I'm a bad guy. I think a lot of folks have expressed consternation that I quit praying. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you want me to say. I quit praying. I don't pray for myself. I don't pray for others. I haven't talked to God in a while. I'm angry. I am. I am absolutely angry. And for the folks who say don't take it out on God, I'm not. But I'm not praying right now. It's my prayer boycott. And I've been really sick. I mean, cancer is kind of sick. And I have not prayed. It's just, I don't know if it's a personal revolt or I'm just in a lull or I have not been to church. I was sick there yesterday. Seriously, and this is an issue. Where do we go to church on Christmas? I'm not going back to the Catholic Church. Does that make me a bad guy? If it makes me a bad guy, then I'm a bad guy. My son doesn't see it that way. My wife doesn't see it that way. My family doesn't see it that way. If you see it that way, that's on you. Hey, you sit in the room with two guys who were raped by priests. One of them was a classmate. He served, we've altar boy picnics together. Jump in here, folks, as Catholics. How have you responded to this stuff? 866-391-1020. It's tough to take. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man. It's good to hear your voice every day.
Appreciate you.
I'm one of the many that was praying for you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Hey, this subject's riveting. It actually hurts to hear it.
Yeah, it does.
I'm a Catholic, too, proud of it. But I have a question for you, and it relates to the grand jury report.
Yeah.
The recent news that they've blocked several from having their identities revealed because of...
Yeah, I think it was 13 priests, yeah.
Because of not getting their due process.
That's the argument, yeah.
Yeah, that's their argument. The couple that have been in the news recently, priests, that have been removed from ministry...
Right.
How did they not get that same break?
Because the Catholic Church believes... This is actually a good and a relevant question. The Catholic Church believes, through their investigation, that there's reasonable evidence to indicate that they're involved in something shady. That's a kind of a pragmatic, basic way to put it.
those ones that they released publicly, they released them from their duties and gave the names out publicly, that you're saying that the Catholic Church has reason to believe.
Right. Right.
And that the Catholic Church doesn't have reason to believe that those other dozen or so that are on the grand jury report do not have reasonable.
Right.
Interesting.
And that's just my take. It could be wrong, but that's what I've heard.
Interesting, Marty.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, Mark.
It's hard to take. Tamara, the truth of the matter is that anyone that's experienced anything like this, T wouldn't go back to that church. I wouldn't go back. I'm not going back. Finding somewhere else to go on Christmas. It is what it is. It's painful for people. It's ridiculous that people are treated this way. You get face to face with a guy who was raped like this in a church environment. Would you go back, T? Would you go back to that church, Catholic Church? No way. There's no way. There's no way, man. Think about it every day. Man, I'd like to call my mom. She wrote a letter to the bishop before she died about this very issue, long before this report came out. Mm. Hey, Gail, go ahead.
Hi. I am in the car listening to your comments, and I really respect your opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm a Protestant. And I taught in a Catholic school, and I saw things that happened that have not been reported. But I want you to know that the Lord is with you, whether you're Catholic or Protestant.
That's what I say.
It doesn't really matter.
That's what I say.
I feel that, I think that we need to realize that He is with us, and the church itself, it becomes very political. And it's not only the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the one that's getting hit. But it's also prominent in the Protestant churches, too.
Well, I think you have to find peace of mind with God, and it doesn't have to be in some building, and you don't have to write a check. I've said this from day one. Catholics will be fine, with or without me. I get criticized for criticizing them. Okay. So, until there's justice, and what would justice be to me? Cleaning house, firing everybody, starting from scratch, more lay people, more women. How about that? Ain't gonna happen, is it? Nah, I'm moving on. I'll find a better place for my kids to get married. What a hypocrite I would be to have my kids get married in the Catholic Church. Honestly. Can you imagine, though, some people, how they handle this? That young man who was just in here. The priest who raped him handed out communion at his wedding. Wow. You're a better man than me. I'll tell you that right now. He's a better man than me. Marty Griffin. How do you find a new church as we start to look around? It's not easy. My wife has been to several. She didn't like them. It's hard. You know, when I first moved from Pittsburgh and I went to Texas and I went to a Pentecostal church, it was profoundly different, if anybody's familiar. Then I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's the home of Oral Roberts University. And I met this girl, so I was dating her, and she was a student at Oral Roberts University, Pentecostal, speaking in tongues, faith healing. Took me to church on campus. They have 50-foot tall hands that are praying. Oral Roberts went into a prayer tower, and he wasn't going to come down. He wasn't going to eat or drink water, nothing, until he got $9 million? And he prayed until he got $9 million. And at the beginning of their service, or toward the end, yeah, there would be a lot of singing and dancing and speaking in tongues, if you're not familiar. It's very unusual for a Catholic raised the way I was. And then at the end of the service, they would heal people. Sorry about my voice. I need some water here. Hold on 1 second. There we go. They would heal people. He would put his hands on people and heal them. I was freaked out. And so as you look around, I'm not judging any church. Those folks were very passionate about what they were doing there, and they had great success there. Campus is still there. It's a beautiful college. Oral Roberts said that God told him to build a hospital. I'm serious. He built the biggest hospital, 54 stories, between Kansas City and Dallas. Honestly, because he said God told him to build it. A hospital, 54 stories. The hospital never had more than two floors in use. Never. It shut down completely. They used to give away free care. They would fly you in there on American Airlines just to treat you, just to keep it open, because they had a medical school and the students had to train. I doubted all of it. I was a cynic, a skeptic. I thought it was a joke because I wasn't used to it. The hands-on, the healing, the... Anybody out there familiar with speaking in tongues? Have you seen it? And so when you're an old school Catholic like I was, kind of solemn ceremonies, and it's very difficult to adapt to. I went to Baptist ceremonies. A lot of singing, a lot of jumping up and down, very loud. They would introduce you at Mass, and it was fun. It's just unusual. So I don't know what we're going to do as we look around for different churches. You know, it's just a comfort level, kind of a laziness, too. Because what do? Is there paperwork? Are there new classes your kids have to take? Is there a catechism? Because our kids are young. I don't know. And then I think about my relationship with the bishop. What I haven't talked to him literally in 4 months, maybe, since before the grand jury report. He hasn't been on here. I mean, I know he goes to all these meetings, the meet and greets or whatever they want to call them, listen-ins. He's been a stand-up guy about it. T sent me an article or showed me an article. Some people said he should stay. Some people pleaded for him to go. It's a difficult transition. Do I lose him as a friend? I don't think so. I mean, I don't judge people. These are decisions that the bishop will have to make about his future, and it's going to have to be for the benefit of the Catholic Church, not for the benefit of the bishop. But it all gets a little scary when you could lose your job. You're losing your comfort zone. It's not easy, folks. So we're shopping around a new church. It's a big deal. It's not easy. So where do we go for church at Christmas? I don't know yet. We do not know yet. Cliff, go ahead.
Yes, well, you were just mentioning about the way the different churches are. Right. I used to live in Dallas.
Nice.
And I went to a charismatic church Bible school called Christ for the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed a lot of healing.
Yeah.
I myself, one time I was at at this one group. It was at... Jim Baker's place down in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I woke up. I could not see.
Yeah.
I had gotten soap in my eyes and could not see at all.
Right.
Friends took me to a prayer thing there.
Yeah.
And I was instantly healed.
Yeah. See, I don't believe that kind of stuff, but we're just different. I watched it. I mean... The girl was dating had asthma, and I remember we were in her father's car, and I remember her father saying, she was coughing, and she said she was having an asthma attack. And I remember her saying, I thought we had Oral, meaning Oral Roberts, heal that a couple times. They believe it, I didn't. It doesn't make us bad people or them good people. I just didn't believe it. I still don't. That's all right.
Well, and actually, it's not any person that heals. It's God that heals.
But I don't believe that. So, I mean, and you do. That just doesn't make us different. I mean, we just have different beliefs. I get where you're coming from. It's not for me to judge. But my point is how you're raised. When you're raised in a church where you see or believe you see people healed, you believe people are healed. I believe people are healed in hospitals. Now, do I believe there are miracles? Absolutely. But do I believe you line up in a church on a Sunday, and that's what they would do, 150 of them, and that they're healed? No, I don't. Just different beliefs. My point is, we're out there looking for a new church, and it's not easy at all. Hey, Marty Griffin.
Wow.
Interesting day, gents and ladies. I appreciate everybody calling in and listening. It's not easy for a lot of folks. Hey, Lee, go ahead.
Good morning, Marty.
How have you been?
I'm doing good. How have you been?
Well, I'm just glad to hear from you. You're one of my favorites, and you're in and out with us.
Marty, if you invited me to your house, I would come. Or if I was a bum on the street and asked you for money, I would be expecting you to give me something.
Right.
If you're looking for a church home, and the Bible teaches us man is always to pray, why don't you pray about it? And if God told us to pray, and for some reason we can't hear from God, we need to ask God, teach me how to hear from you. Because if God told us to pray, then evidently prayer works. Because why would God ask us to do something that doesn't work?
Strong, man.
And if you're looking for a church home,
yeah.
And if you're really looking to find the face of God and the heart of God, why don't you just ask God?
I leave a lot of it up to my wife in terms of finding the church. But spiritually, I'm just not there right now, my man.
Why do you have to leave it up to your wife? Why can't you do it together?
Well, I'll be okay, man. I'll be all right. We're working this out as a family.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just pray about it, and I'll pray with you. And hopefully, if you really want to find a church home, God will draw you to a church home.
That's true. Thanks, brother.
All right, have a good day.
I always like hearing from Lee. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, I'm glad you're feeling better, buddy.
I am.
Yeah, it's good to hear. It's good to hear. Yeah, I kind of feel your pain a little bit, but it happened to me a long time ago. I left a Catholic church many, many years ago, but it took me a lot of years to search. And well, I find a good church for myself, but I walked into a church a long time ago. I know what you mean about the healing thing and the talking in tongues.
Yeah.
It flipped me. I walked into this church. I was searching. Give me some credit, you know. I was searching for some answers, and I walked into this church, and people were raising their hands, and hallelujah, and praise the Lord. And that part, okay, that's fine. You do what you got to do. But you can see some fakeness in it. People with their eyes closed, and they start speaking in tongues. Marty, I couldn't get out of that place fast enough.
Yeah, it's real hard to adapt. And I'm telling you this, Rick, I don't judge them. That's their thing.
No, I'm not judging them, but it's I'm a simple kind of person. I really am.
Yep.
And I thought, man, if God's word is supposed to be clear, I'm out of here. That's not clear to me at all.
No.
It was Babel.
No.
I find a good church. And anyway, if you're interested, look up Log Church. It's off of Banksville Road, and you're more than welcome. It's
Log?
Log Church. It's off of Banksville Road.
How's that spelled?
L-O-G.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's real simple, and you know, they just teach God's word, and they have Bible classes for the kids. It's really, that's my niece turned me on to it along last Christmas, and man, I haven't turned back since. So they keep it real, and you're more than welcome to stop up, look it up.
Excellent, man. I appreciate you dropping that in there, and I'm glad you found a place that you enjoy. Yeah, look, for guys like him and me, when you're raised Catholic and then you go to a church that's Pentecostal, it's just different, that's all. It's a lot more music, like a band playing on a stage, a lot more of the faith healing, a lot more of the speaking in tongues type stuff he's talking about, and it's just different. It doesn't make them wrong or right. Hey, Mary, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I'm so glad you're back. You
Thank
know,
you.
Although I disagree with you, I'd never call the boss on you. He'd probably give you a raise if I called your boss.
Yeah. Tell him, Mary.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to tell you, Give yourself time. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Even God gives us a second chance.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt to give the church another chance.
No, I'm not going back to the Catholic Church, Mary.
You're not?
No.
Well, I can understand that because I feel the same way. It got, well, just didn't agree with what I said. I believe in Jesus, and it's up to you. You'll know
that's
the right place when you find it.
It's going to be a lot up to my wife because she's
devout. Right.
Right now, I've kind of tuned it all out, and that's probably not healthy either. As Lee would
well,
suggest.
Sometimes you need a little rest
right
in between.
On.
Don't you? You went through a heck of a hard time with your illness, and I'm so glad you're better. I enjoy fighting with you, and sooner or later you're going to agree with me on something.
Well, we agree on all this, Mary.
Yeah.
Right?
But I just, if I don't get a chance to talk to you, just like Oral Roberts, you know, he'd put his hands on somebody and say, heal.
Yeah.
A friend did that. My cat was sick.
Uh-huh.
So he thought he'd do me a favor. He put his hands on my cat and said, heal.
Really?
2 days later, the cat died.
Oh.
I said, don't come near me.
Oh, wow. That's no good.
Yeah, so anyway, it's sometimes...
Someone tried to heal your cat?
My cat.
Who?
Oh, it was a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
He said, I'll heal your cat. My cat wasn't feeling good. And I said, oh, Figaro is sick. He put his hands on Figaro and said, heal. Two days later, the cat died.
Yeah, well...
I said, don't come near me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mary. Mary, thank you, dear.
You know, it's how people think.
Yeah.
And I am tired of people telling me they're offended. I'm offended when they're offended and they deny me.
Mary, this wasn't a vet, was it, that you took your cat to?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. I take all my animals to a vet.
Yeah.
I spend more for them than I do for me.
Yeah, people do that. Mary, I love you. Thank you.
I do because I love animals.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year to you and a complete recovery.
Thank
we
you.
Need people like you.
We do. We need me. Thank you, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Two quick points. Best of luck to you with regard to a full and healthy recovery.
Thank you, brother.
And like you, I'm a lifetime Catholic. After the Pennsylvania report came out, I contacted my church formally. I am no longer a member of the Catholic faith, and I could never see myself going back.
No, it's very uncomfortable.
And I miss going to Mass. I was faithful in going to Mass. My father still goes on a daily basis, but
well,
I was leaving church more angry than when I arrived, and that's not how it's supposed to work.
Are you going to go somewhere else?
Yes, sir. I've been I'm searching like you.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a new church.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not.
No.
It's not. And, you know, you and I could probably recite the Catholic Mass
yep.
with our eyes closed.
You do that, yeah.
And, you know, change is difficult for someone like myself. I'm trying, but so far I haven't found the right fit.
I see it. I see it. I'm in the same place. I completely get it. We'll be right back. Talking about religion and when you change churches, how difficult it is. It can be very frustrating. I mean, finding a new place where you have a comfort level. It's like moving to a new town. Like changing schools. Changing jobs. I'm 59, man. Been a Catholic for 59 years. And so when you say to your wife and she agrees it's time to move on, okay, well, where do you move on to? Where do you feel a comfort level? Where do you feel at home? Where do the kids feel at home? Where do you want to settle in? Where do you want your kids to get married? Big stuff. Honestly. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Marty, I'm in the same boat. I went to St. Paul's Cathedral, grade school, and the priest, well, I was never, you know, whatever you want to say, approached by a priest, but there was a priest there. I mentioned his name, Donald McElvain. And I couldn't believe it when his name was the first one on the list. But anyway, what about the, I'm in the same boat trying to find a different, I don't go to Catholic Church anymore. It's
since the report?
Impossible.
Since the report?
But I'm looking for, what about the Byzantine Catholic Church? Are they affiliated with the Pope and the Bishop?
I'm not an expert. Sorry, buddy. I'd be the wrong guy
no,
to ask.
Oh, no,
it doesn't
I'm not
sound
either,
as if they are.
But somebody probably has an answer out there, because there's one not far from where I live out there in I guess it's called Ambridge, you know, a Byzantine Catholic church.
Yeah.
And are they, I mean, naturally it's Catholic, but what type? I'm just going to have to go there to try it and see.
Yeah.
Because I don't go to any church in my neighborhood anywhere anymore. It's just, I'm in the same boat as you are.
Since the report came out.
Yeah. But my wife is different. She's still gone. But she is still gone. And she went to a Catholic grade school and a Catholic high school. and I don't know what it is with her, but she, you know, I'm letting her, whatever, they say, float your boat, you go, you know, because I believe all priests had to know this has been going on for, you know, decades.
So,
they had to.
So on Sunday, she gets up and goes to church, and you hang at home.
Yes.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. And I mean, there's one priest that we both really liked, but he had to know what was going on. Priests go to confession, don't they? You know, they tell each other their sins, you know. And well, at least they should. and so everybody had to know what was going on.
I completely agree. There's absolutely no way that you're in the church for 35, 40 years as a priest and you don't know that this is going on. There's no way. I'm not buying any of that. I think it's a load of crap. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, just to clear up something.
Yeah.
Byzantine Catholic Church is under the Pope.
Is it?
That's the Eastern Rite of the Catholic Church. Now, the Orthodox Church is not under the Pope. Some of them are under representative metropolitans from the different backgrounds. Just like, for example, Greek Church. And we go now, I was Catholic, but now I go to an Orthodox Church, which is a Slavic, and it was actually under the FOCA, Federated Orthodox Church of America.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that the Orthodox priests do, and that's the traditions are very much similar to what we had in the Roman Catholic Church, okay? And they're the same as what's in the Byzantine Catholic Church. And they have a lot of the same saints, et cetera. The difference is the priests in the Orthodox Church are allowed to marry.
There you go.
And because of that, you get a twofer when you have a priest. Now, unfortunately, we have a shortage of priests right now, and we're waiting to get a priest into our parish. But that might be a possibility for some people to take a look at. There's
All right.
beautiful church, a couple churches out in the North Hills. Now, there's a Greek church, and there's an FOCA, Federated Orthodox Church of America. And they are... I
think there are a lot of choices. I just think you got to find a place where you're comfortable. Thank you, sir. Dina, go ahead.
Yes, the last gentleman covered a lot of what I was going to say. Uh-huh. I was raised a Byzantine Catholic, and the Byzantine Catholics follow the Pope. They're from the same geographical region as the Orthodox. It's just when Constantinople and Rome split, the Byzantine Catholics followed the Pope, and the Orthodox followed Constantinople.
Oh. But why are they called? I mean, but they are different than the Catholic Church, though, right?
No, well, the ceremonies are the masses are very different. The masses are very similar to the Orthodox Mass, but they have the same belief system.
Oh, and you're a Byzantine Catholic?
I was raised a Byzantine Catholic. I'm kind of a lapsed Catholic now.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not easy. None of it's easy. Finding a new church is, and you can't just jump into it. We've gone to 4 or 5 different, and don't feel comfortable with any of them. But I don't know how you fix that. I don't. But we're going to find out, are we not? All right, Ellis Cannon is next, folks. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.